Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. Woodbury County supervisors unanimously approved changes to the county's wind turbine regulations. This comes just a few weeks after Plymouth County expanded their setbacks. Woodbury County's ordinance originally barred wind turbines within 600 feet of city limits. Now, wind turbines may not be placed within 2 miles of the city limit of any community in Woodbury County. It is possible MidAmerican Energy may file a legal challenge of the supervisor's decision. Some Woodbury County residents, like Mobile Mayor Jim Fisher, had hoped for wider no-go zones for wind turbines. Fisher says the concern is scenic. Views around Mobile will be ruined by wind turbine structures. Bob Fitzmeyer of Sioux City was the only resident of the supervisors' meeting who spoke in favor of wind turbines.
They provide clean energy for people like us and help MidAmerican Energy, the company that has been a real stalemate and a foundation for this community and the whole county.
Supervisors approved another change in Woodbury County's wind turbine ordinance, extending the no-go zone for 1 mile for turbines placed near conservation areas. Plymouth County recently amended their wind generator ordinance to create 1,500-foot minimum setbacks from the nearest home. By 2025, that will increase to 2,500 feet. Gasoline prices in Plymouth County are slightly above the statewide average. The website Gas Buddy says average prices in Plymouth County as of Wednesday were $3.46 across Plymouth County, $3.42 in Cherokee and Sioux counties, and $3.27 in Sioux City. AAA says Iowa gas prices averaged $3.41 per gallon for regular unleaded statewide. Prices rose 6 cents from last week and were 76 cents lower than a year ago. The national average was $3.56, up 3 cents from last week. Iowa's diesel prices are 26 cents less than the national average of $3.99. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott spent his Wednesday in Sioux City, his first trip to Iowa since officially launching his campaign for the Republican nomination for president this week. Scott's first stop was at Siouxland Christian School.
The closest thing to magic in America is a quality education. As a kid, I attended 4 different elementary schools by the 4th grade. And being raised in a single-parent household, I'm mired in poverty. The one thing I can tell you is that finding the right place for your kid is really hard when you're moving a lot.
Scott toured the school, then met with teachers and administrators. He was asked about providing better security for schools, and he talked about a proposal from Senate Republicans after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that would have provided federal grants to train law enforcement and purchase equipment like metal detectors, surveillance cameras, and bulletproof whiteboards. Scott also spoke at a town hall-style event Wednesday evening in Sioux City. A new report ranks Iowa 20th in the nation for the overall health of older adults. The annual America's Health Rankings by the United Healthcare Foundation looks at more than 50 factors that affect adults over the age of 64. It found Iowa's seniors have low rates of food insecurity and mental distress, and very few elderly Iowans avoided seeking medical care due to the cost. Archana Dubey, the chief medical officer at United Healthcare, says Iowa also ranks low for the number of doctors who specialize in treating aging adults, but that's improving.
Even though nationally we improved on internet access, but we noticed that in Iowa we could do better, so there is a lower percentage of household connectivity to high-speed internet.
The report found a low rate of social isolation among elderly Iowans. However, it did find households with someone age 65 or above are slightly less likely to have a high-speed connection to the internet. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.